This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 135. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Yeah.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Yo, dance teachers. What's up? How y'all doing out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another Mr. Chris Hip Hop podcast where we talk about dance stuff. You know what I'm saying? Dance resources, things you can do in your hip hop class, as well as your tap classes. Because as you can see, we just finished, we wrapped up the whole Tap for Little Ones album, and it was wonderful. It was awesome. So I hope you're using it. Like I said, the downloads and the streams are going crazy. So thank you so much for all of your support. For those of you that are listening to this for the first time, my name is Christopher Zondaflex Tyler. I am a hip-hop teacher, coach, choreographer, trainer, musician, artist. And I do all of that. All of my music that I do is about dance. It's instructional dance for kids. And this podcast is the same thing. But in this podcast, what we do is we go a little bit more into whether songs or class structure, sometimes TV shows, movies, basically talking about how we can use things to help us have a better class. And so you can get this podcast on podomatic.com as well as the website www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Just go, when you go to the website, just go to the news section and you'll see it right there. It'll be in the front page feed, but then it goes away the more that I post on there. So but if you go to the right side and click on the news, you will see it there. As well as if you have Spotify, you can get the podcast on Spotify as well as the music. So definitely check that out. If you have an Android device, you can get it on Stitcher Radio is another one. And you can get it on your Apple iTunes app, which is a purple app. And it's for podcasts. And just type in Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. All right. So on this episode, I actually want to go back to one of my older songs. Now, this song is off of the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Move album, and it's called The Bear Crawl. And I want to tell you a little bit about The Bear Crawl. Now, The Bear Crawl is one of those songs where, you know, because some of you teachers have already used it, and there's some of you out there, you're like, what is The Bear Crawl? I don't know. I didn't know about it. So, first of all, before we go any further, go to wherever you stream your music or download your music and get the song Bear Crawl. Just type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, Bear Crawl, B-E-A-R, Crawl. So, type that in because it is... This song was like kind of reverse engineered. Like I started off with the sixth step in mind, right? Because I want the youngers to begin to learn how to do some floor work. But then I thought about it. I was like, well, I need like a fun song on the album where it's going to do a couple of things. It's going to get them used to being in that awkward position of being on the floor, right? But then all three of the things that I do on the song is another position that they're going to be in for either the six step or the coffee grinder. So, like, when I have them do the bear crawl, that is a position of the six step, as well as the crab walk. That's another position of the six step. So, like, you can start off in the bear crawl and go into your six step. You can also start off in the crab walk position. And then when they do the froggy hop, it's that center position where you're kind of squatted, you know, like you're in a squat position. And then you you can use that for starting your six step and also doing the coffee grinder. Now, the way that I use it in class, I do a couple of things. Number one, I've done it before where I have everyone line up And we do, you know, I make lines like it's like a across the floor drill, and we go, everyone go down doing the bear crawl, then they turn around, everyone come back doing the crab walk, then they turn around, and then everybody does the froggy hop. Another way that I've used it is I made a ginormous circle, right? So everybody, it's like a train, and we're going around the entire room, and the leader of the circle is going to show what it is. So it's like we do a bear crawl. If the leader's doing it, then everybody has to follow him. And of course, they think this is hilarious, but you don't want them running into each other and crashing. But it's just a little something different, you know, taking on a different, you know, just making shapes using the room. So you go around, and then I say freeze, then they stop, and I say turn around, do the crab walk, then they do that, then freeze, and then they all hop like a bunny. So you can do it like that. You can also do a few at a time. If you do a few at a time across the floor, you'll have to start the track over because the song is only about a minute 35. So you'll have to, you know, it's depending on how big your class is, you'll have to do that. But remember, the goal of it is to get them to learn the sixth step. So I'm putting them in position to get the bear crawl, crab walk, froggy hop, because when we do the sixth step, it's going to come back again. When we do the coffee grinder, it's going to come back again. Anything that we do on the floor, even there's a song I have, Six Step for the Minis, Around the Clock, things like that. But these are all kind of designed to get them used to doing the six step, and you have to build up your little muscle, especially for the little minis. I mean, you know, like when you do the crab walk, the goal is to keep your bottom off the floor, right? So that's what we're starting off with. Small steps, baby steps, right? Just can we make it all the way across? And I've also done it where they've been on their dot and they go forward and backwards. So they'll go forward a little bit at a time without running into the mirror, doing the bear crawl, turn around, and they'll go back doing the crab walk, and then they'll do the froggy hop in place. All right, but either way you decide to use it, just remember kind of what your goal is, and you can structure your class like that. Like a lot of times, if I know that I'm going into a whole B-boy, B-girl series in class, I'm going to stack some different things together. Like, I know I'm going to have the six step. I know I'm going to have the round the clock. And like when, so when I structure my class, I'm going to do it like that. But when I do that, I try to start it off. You know, I do a stretch, I do a warm up, and then I'm going to put on this bear crawl song. They're not knowing what I'm going to do, but I know that the plan for the class is to do groundwork. Also, if you do, like a lot of times when I do my B-boy, B-girl classes, I'll have Top Rock in there. So there's a song called Top Rock 101, and I'll go through that as well. And I'll do these different things, but then when I know I'm getting ready to go to footwork, I'll do bear crawl, throw that song on, and it's just a good way, you know. It's also like a exercise, you know what I mean? It gets them going. So, if you haven't heard the song, like I said, this is on one of my, this is like my second album that I released, but the technique stays the same, right? This stuff never gets old. Every time I go back when I have new students, I'm like, didn't I teach you the bear crawl? Didn't I teach you the six step? They're like, no, this is my first time in class, Mr. Kristen, and that you're talking about. So I'm like, ah. So we go again, right? And for the people who's done it before and they know how to do the six step and they know the bear crawl song, it's always a good refresher to do it again. All right, so here it is, off of the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves album, Bear Crawl. Let's go.
Now put your hands on the ground when I count to three. Come on, I wanna see you do the bear crawl. Put your hands on the ground when I count to three. Come on, I wanna see you do the bear crawl. I'm like one, two, three. Well, let's go do the bear crawl. All across the floor, do the bear crawl. Till you can't take it no more. Do the bear crawl. Make sure you don't fall. Do the bear crawl. Take it from wall to wall. Now freeze. Yo, now get ready for the crab walk. Now do the crab walk. Put your hands on the ground. Do the crab walk. Bottom can't touch the ground. Do the crab walk. Keep it going, don't stop. Do the crab walk. Don't let your bottom drop. Now freeze. Yeah, get ready for the frog hop. Now do the froggy hop. Till you just can't stop. Do the froggy hop. Let me see you bounce and hop. Do the froggy hop. Like you're chasing a fly. Do the froggy hop. Let me see you jump real high. Now freeze.
Let's
put it all together. Come on, here we go. Do the bear crawl. Come on and let me see you do the bear crawl. And that's right, that's right. Crab walk. Come on and looking good with the crab walk. And that's right, that's right. And the froggy hop. Come on and let me see you do the froggy hop. And that's right, that's right. Stand up, shake it from head to toe.
And do the bear crawl all across the floor. Do the bear crawl. Can't take it no more. All right, there it is right there. So like I said, if you're streaming your music, go to Spotify, type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, Bear Crawl. If you're downloading, you can go to iTunes, CD Baby. That website is www.cdbaby.com. And I've been seeing, I have to remember to keep saying that because I've actually in the last couple days, I've seen a few teachers hit that website and buy the album. So get it there as well. CDBaby.com. Now, when you go there, you're going to have to type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler. It'll bring up all the albums. And while you're there, look at the album, see if there's anything else you can use on there. And what I'm going to do on the podcast, I'm going to keep pulling out different songs that I use for my class and, kind of showing you what I do. Maybe it'll inspire you, give you new ideas to do something different with it. And also shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. If you got some creative things that you've done with some of these songs, holler at me and let me know. I'll share them with the other teachers on the podcast. All right, so there it is. This episode is done. It's the bear crawl. Go do it. Make it happen. Have a great week. Have a wonderful, awesome day. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.